This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's foreign minister in a letter to the UN Security Council says the U.S. has no right to demand the restoration of U.N. sanctions against Iran. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Mohammad Javad Zarif said the U.S. lost the right to make demands in 2018 when it withdrew from the nuclear deal between Iran and major world powers. He also said America's unilateral pullout violated a UN resolution that required signatories to avoid any damage to the deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo officially informed the UN it is demanding the restoration of all UN sanctions on Iran, but allies and opponents declared the US action illegal and doomed to failure. Pompeo insisted the U.S. has a legal right to snap back U.N. sanctions. I'm Zaria Shackley.
There are fresh questions about how the U.S. Postal Service will ensure ballots mailed before the November election arrive on time after Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified before a U.S. Senate panel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Louis DeJoy tells a Senate panel the Postal Service is fully capable of delivering the nation's election mail.
This sacred duty is my number one priority between now and Election Day.
But he could not give lawmakers a detailed plan yet for how that will happen. DeJoy says he was unaware of blue collection boxes and mail sorting equipment being removed.
I was made aware when everybody else was made aware.
And says there are zero plans to restore them. Democrats warn DeJoy's cost-cutting initiatives are threatening the election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The world will soon hit the grim milestone of 800,000 deaths related to COVID-19. The United States has nearly a quarter of the deaths, with Brazil not far behind. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, reported 13 new coronavirus deaths in the 24 hours to Saturday morning. While new infections in the hotspot state remained below 200 for the second consecutive day. Other than in Victoria, which accounts for over 80% of the country's COVID-19 deaths due to a second wave of infections, Australia has largely avoided the high casualty numbers of many nations, with just under 24,500 infections and 472 deaths. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says the Mexican prosecutor's office should investigate videos of his brother receiving cash, but added the money was legitimately raised and used for 2015 regional elections. López Obrador said the money given to Pío López Obrador was contributed by supporters to fund elections and there was no corruption. The videos were published at a time when Mexico was convulsed by a corruption trial of former head of Mexico's state oil company Pemex, who has been implicated and has implicated former presidents and senior political figures in corruption. The two videos published online by the Mexican news outlet Latinus showed that David Leon was an advisor to López Obrador before heading Mexico's Civil Protection Agency, giving cash to the president's brother. South Korea started talks with China's top diplomat on Saturday, the first visit by a high-level Beijing official since the coronavirus emerged in China late last year. The talks come after the COVID-19 had undercut bilateral exchanges and stalled denuclearization negotiations involving North Korea. A new analysis of CDC data suggests as many as 215,000 more people might have been expected to die in the U.S. during the first 7 months of 2020 because of COVID-19.
The analysis of government data by the Associated Press and the Marshall Project finds the number of deaths during the first 7 months of the year was as many as 215,000 above what might have been expected in a more typical year. Public health authorities have long said some coronavirus deaths, especially early on, were mistakenly attributed to other causes, and the crisis may have led indirectly to the loss of many other lives by preventing or discouraging people with other serious ailments from seeking treatment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The mayor of the U.S. city of Seattle, Washington, says she will veto city council-approved proposals that included reducing the police department by as much as 100 officers through layoffs and attrition. The council last week made proposals that cut less than $4 million of the department's $400 million annual budget this year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.